This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. The Better Care Act is dead. Republican leader Mitch McConnell's second attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare and make good on a seven-year Republican promise suffered a fatal blow last night. This time, it was conservatives who delivered the final swing. Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Jerry Moran of Kansas together said they won't support the repeal and replace plan because it doesn't go far enough in repealing Obamacare. There were other senators against it too, conservatives and moderates publicly and privately, and in the end, all you need to know is that Mitch McConnell doesn't have 50 votes from his own Republicans. This morning, McConnell said his next play would be to try to repeal Obamacare even without a replacement to go along with it. But even that plan appears to lack the votes now, as a number of Republican senators have come out against it. President Trump says he thinks the time has come to do nothing, let the Affordable Care Act collapse. Here he is today talking to reporters in the White House.
We've had a lot of victories, but we haven't had a victory on health care. We're disappointed. I am very disappointed because, again, even as a civilian, for 7 years I've been hearing about health care, and I've been hearing about repeal and replace, and Obamacare is a total disaster. Some states had over a 200% increase, a 200% increase in their premiums. And their deductibles are through the roof. It's an absolute disaster. And I think you'll also agree that I've been saying for a long time, let Obamacare fail, and then everybody's going to have to come together and fix it and come up with a new plan, and a plan that's really good for the people with much lower premiums, much lower costs, and much better protection.
Jeffrey Young covers healthcare for HuffPost, and he joins me now in the studio. Jeff, welcome back.
Hi, Todd.
What happened last night? Mike Lee and Jerry Moran came out against the bill, but they weren't alone.
No. I mean, so that made a total of four Republican senators who were publicly opposed to voting to move this thing forward. Three of them from the conservative side, and as you mentioned about Moran and Lee, that it didn't undo enough of the Affordable Care Act. And the fourth was Susan Collins from Maine, who more or less talked about, you know, all the many millions of people who would have lost their insurance if they had made this thing law. There were other Republicans like Dean Heller from Nevada and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska who said similar things to what Collins said, but they never actually came out and said they'd vote against it. It's possibly revealing that the objections to this bill that sank it weren't about the 22 million people who might lose insurance or the higher deductibles or people with pre-existing conditions maybe being frozen out of the market again. It was that those things didn't happen enough.
For a lot of senators. But Jeff, let's step back from the votes and what's going to be on the Senate floor for a minute, because this is a remarkable Republican moment. I mentioned in the intro there for how long Republicans have been promising to repeal Obamacare. They've really made it the center of their political existence for the last 7 years. And we're in a moment now, it seems, where clearly they can't put it together. But even this latest version of the bill was trying to do some very un-Republican things. They were leaving big tax increases in place to try to get votes. They were spending more money on people's insurance costs, not a very conservative thing to do. And it still wasn't enough to get them over the line. What's going on with Republicans now?
Well, I mean, stepping back even further from that, if I may, I mean, fundamentally, what's always seemed missing to me from this whole internal debate among Republicans about what to do on healthcare. And by the way, I mean, that what to do on healthcare doesn't just mean what to do about the Affordable Care Act and how much to repeal it and when to repeal it and how many bad words to use to describe it. It's completely unclear looking at the bill that the House passed in May and that the Senate gave up on Monday and divine exactly what the vision is, right? I mean, you know, if you look at the Democratic Party, you've got a range of people from single payer, which is to say everyone's covered and the government finances it, or something that looks like Obamacare, where not everyone's covered and the government pays for some people to get help and not everyone. But the goals are pretty clear. You know, the idea is maximize the number of people with health coverage so they have access to health care and, you know, protect them against really high costs when they get sick. I don't know that I've really heard, you know, anyone from the president to Mitch McConnell to Paul Ryan and down the line actually articulate what their ideal healthcare system looks like, other than just to say things along the lines of, not to be glib, but, you know, well, the market will figure it out. And I think those of us who've used the American healthcare system have reason to doubt that the market can figure it out.
And also that they're on a rescue mission from Obamacare, which is more popular than it ever was when Barack Obama was president. Well, Jeff, before we let you go, you mentioned a little bit about Mitch McConnell's next move. He says, we're going to vote on full repeal, senators. This is your chance to show that you're really for repeal of Obamacare. Does this strategy work? What's he up to and what's he trying to do?
I mean, I feel like, where else is he going to go from here? As people have heard, there have been dozens of votes like this over the last 7 years in Congress, and this could just be another one of those that's really more symbolic than anything else, because it might not even pass the Senate. You know, but those who want to say they voted against it can say they voted against it. I'm not sure what they then tell their voters, to whom they've been promising all this time, not only that they would get rid of this horrible Obamacare thing, but also that the key to it is, we need total control of Congress. We need the House, we need the Senate, and we need the presidency on top of that in order to execute our agenda. And here they are with all of those things, and they can't execute their agenda. And, if I voted for Obamacare repeal, I'd be pretty disappointed right now.
It's a different Senate than it was 2 and 4 years ago, and the Affordable Care Act is in a different political position than it was. Jeff Young with HuffPost. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
My pleasure.